Hi,
Hello,
Ines.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's just we do need to ring on a recorded line, you see. So, yeah, like I said, it is a call in regards to the Scottish redress claim for the time during care. All I do need to do today, to be fair, is just confirm a few details with you. It's a very brief statement, and we can look at getting this claim, obviously, processed for yourself.
Okay.
So, just to confirm, I've got your name as a Mr. Neil Cassidy.
Yes.
Yeah. And the best email address is neilcassidy67@gmail.com?
Yes, that's the one.
Perfect. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me?
It's 23rd of the 4th, 1982.
Yeah, so 25th of the 4th, 1982?
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you also just confirm your door number and postcode for me as well?
It's 14 Ingleby Drive, flat 22.
Was that 14 or 40, sorry?
14.
Yeah.
14.
And what's the postcode?
D31, 2PT. 2 Papa Tango.
Perfect, thank you. G31, 2 Papa Tango. Ingleby Drive, you said, didn't you?
Yep, flat 22.
And it's 2/2, perfect. So, what age was it that you went into care, Neil?
I was in care when I was, I can't remember the dates exactly, but it was...
No, just roughly,
I was 14, so I was 14.
About 14 years old, yeah, so you would obviously know your parents' names then, wouldn't you? Can you just confirm your parents' names for me as well?
Margaret May Crawford.
Margaret May Crawford.
Yep.
Yeah, and your father's name?
My dad was Neil Cassidy.
Neil Cassidy as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. And do you remember the address that you lived at before you were obviously got placed into care?
That's 20 Slatefield Street.
Slatefield Street, perfect. And is that in Glasgow as well, yeah?
Glasgow, yeah. Gallagher.
Yeah. Was that a flat at the time, was it? Or?
Yes, it was a flat. I'm sure it was top left, so I'm reckoning it was 2-2.
Do you know what? I'll just put 20 Slatefield and won't put the number, just in case. If we put the wrong thing down, it might not come up.
Okay.
So, just for a moment. The only reason why we need that as well is just because obviously we will be getting all of like your files and things like that from the local authorities as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, and just to confirm, you wouldn't have been known by any other names when you was younger?
I was known as Neil Crawford, but my buffling say Neil Cassidy.
Perfect. Just in case, like say, if you was known as Neil Crawford, in case they put that on one of your files as well.
Yeah,
it's
a possibility because, see, at the time I went through school as Neil Crawford because my parents weren't together, so Neil Crawford, so it's probably Neil Crawford on the file.
Yeah, my sister's similar, to be fair. She's got a different surname, but she always went by a different one through school and stuff like that, so
that's
my real. Perfect. No worries, Neil. So just to confirm then, when you was 14, where is it that you was, where you went at the time?
I went to, I think, Cabdross. I'm sure it was Cabdross. So it was in Helensburgh.
Yeah, what was it called? Sorry,
Cabdross. Cardross. Cabdross.
Perfect. And do you know what the name of the place was where you was? Was it just Cardross Children's Home, was it?
Yeah, it was called Cardross, yeah. It was in Helensburgh, so it was.
Yeah, in Helensburgh. Perfect. Yeah, I can see there's a couple of different things that pop up even when you just put it in Google there, to be fair. And how long was you there for, roughly?
I think I was in there for like 8 weeks.
Around 8 weeks, yeah?
Yep.
No worries. And then did you move somewhere else, or...?
No, I got Pygmy, they let me out, and I went back to stay with my mum. So I did.
Perfect, so you got to go back to your mum's then, did you?
Yes, I got out because I wouldn't go to school, so they sent me there because I wouldn't go to school. So when I got back out, I had a placement somewhere to go, like a school that you can't run away to.
No, of course, that's fine. Honestly, though, it's ridiculous. A lot of these, a lot of people that speak to some of the stuff that they've gone through is literally because, you know, they was missing school and stuff like that. It's awful, really.
That's
what
it was. I'm in school and I didn't go to school and that's what it was. That's all it was. I never done anything else.
No, of course. That's fine. And just if you can just tell me a little bit about what you kind of experienced during that time that you was there.
When you were there, they took you out maybe once or twice, so they did a week. But other than that, you were left to your own demise. They would come round, they would shout at you a lot. Sorry, they would come round and shout at you and make you feel like shit. They would have you force you to make beds, force you to use hoovers, things like that. I was 13. So I was, and I got took it. And see, right to this day, up to this day just now, I've suffered mental health issues all my life. I'm under mental health issues just now. I don't leave the house. I've got a son that stays in the house. I had a partner at one time and we fell out and his mum died, so my son's been put back against me as well, so I'm staying with my son as well. I'm having to bring up my son.
Sorry to hear that. I hope everything's okay, but like you say, it makes you not want to go out.
My right, so it has absolutely hell, and it made you feel like shit as if you were like nothing.
Yeah. And you know, when it was like 8 weeks or so, but did they ever like restrain you or like, you know, like bring you down or anything like that?
I was held in a few things, so a grown man sitting on top of your chest with me, like on your throat, like George Floyd, like when you're 13. I'm 5'3". So,
yeah,
so, when
you,
I was
so
there,
back
I
then
was
as well, you would have only been you would have only been small as well then.
I was the smallest person in my class in school.
But like you say, they pin you down and put like the feet put the knee on your neck and things like that.
Well. I actually got picked up one time, they strapped me up one time, so they'd been strapped my arms behind my hands behind my back and my legs and opened my room door and just threw me onto my bed and left me there for like 25 minutes.
Sorry to hear that. So all I'm doing, if you just give me a moment, I'm just making a brief note of this. I know obviously I spoke to quite a few different people who've, you know, been through similar situations, so I know the kind of things that they would have done, obviously, like say, put your arms and legs behind you and twist them. And they literally threw you into your room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. Just obviously, like say, everything that we do put down will obviously benefit yourself as well.
They've put them outside my building as well. I'm getting new gas pipes installed and they've been drilling holes in the wall all the way around the wall all day.
Yeah. So you're having a bit of a nightmare day to day, to be fair, aren't you?
Even at the weekend, I hear at the weekend as well. It's absolute torture. We're getting new gas.
What you want, is it? Yeah. So just to confirm as well, was just I know it was only 8 weeks, but was like any time where like as punishment they'd make you like skip a meal or anything like that, or?
But when I was there, when you get down, I was a fuss eater. So when you went down there was some choice there, but most of the time, I didn't, because there wasn't anything there that was for me.
Yeah. And they just say, you've got the choice of this or that, and if you don't like it, then starve, basically.
Don't like it, then starve. Yeah. What I would do was, my mum and my sister, Matt, would come up and away every second night, so they would come see me. And then, when they were coming up, they would bring up some food, my sister would bring up some McDonald's or something like that, something for a chip shop or something like that, because there was nothing there that I liked.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? And again, like you say, you can tell, obviously, if your parents are coming, if your mum's coming up and, you know, dropping your chippy off and stuff like that, then she obviously...
My mum was a single parent, and she, this time, this place wasn't even... I stayed in Glasgow, so Helen's brought to Glasgow is like a 30-40 minute train ride away. It's long distance away. It's outside Glasgow anyway. Helen's brought it to me a lot. It's a lot woman, basically.
Yeah. Well, like I say, like it doesn't seem like there was any reason why you should have been away from your mum by the sounds of things. And like you say, you had to go get put in there for you. Even though it's only 8 weeks, it has had obviously knock on effects on you.
The decision was made
like
by
that.
The social worker. So it was. The decision was made by the social worker, not my parents or anyone in school. The social worker recommended that I went away, and that's what happened. They went to a children's panel. Yeah. My mum had no warning. Went into the panel, and they took me away for that day in the panel. I didn't get to see Curio and my two brothers or anything.
Just one moment, so I'm just making a little note of this.
Do you know, I can even remember my social worker's name because I hate her. I hated her that much for that. Her name was Rosalind Walker.
Rosalind Walker.
Rosalind Walker. See, like, I'm pretty tough, so see, I don't tell anybody anything. Near the day, I don't talk to anybody. I hide things pretty well. So it's just when I was brought up, it was really rough. And you had to stand up for yourself, basically, and you didn't. If you told him there was things like that, then it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's understandable, like say, especially being like say a young lad, and like said you was when you was small in your class as well. You don't really want to be opening up about it.
Yeah.
Especially in Glasgow as well, like say.
Especially here, it's like rough as anything. Yeah. Really rough.
I can imagine. My dad's from West Lothian. I know it's not as bad as Glasgow, but obviously
no, but
there's
parts of
Edinburgh
and stuff. There's parts of Edinburgh and things like that. It's really bad too, so it's rough as hell. So
yeah, that's
really
it. I've heard some stories as well, so I can imagine. But like you say, it's one of them, honestly, I speak to hundreds of people, you know, a month that have been through very similar stuff. So it's honestly horrible what they were doing to, like, say, the young kids and stuff. But that's everything. Sorry?
No, that's fine. When you go, I'm just putting my breakfast, my lunch, my 12 o'clock lunch.
No worries. So I was just going to say, that's everything that I do need in regards to, like, the details of you know, what will have happened and things like that during your time anyway. Just need to confirm a couple of more details with yourself. So
okay.
Just to confirm, you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness at the moment,
yes,
do you?
I don't leave the house. I've got lots of bad anxiety and things, but I get personal independence payment and I get sick money too. And I had a stroke just last year in February, so I did...
Right, okay, yeah, no worries. Well, I hope everything's okay. Just obviously to confirm, so, because I think with a terminal illness, you know, that might be like something that, are you suffering from anything terminal, or is it just like the mental health thing?
No,
I've
got pain in my left side, my left leg and my left arm doesn't work properly. So it's got a bad functioning, see, if I've had the hangnail, and it burns a lot of stuff to my brain. They thought I had brain cancer because there was not a lot of activity in there and it was strange, and it turned out that I'd had like 5 strokes. So it's done a lot to my behaviour. See, my behavioural partners, the way I am, the way I react to things and things too. So I became really angry.
Right, no worries. But I'll make a note of that now as well. The only reason why I was asking is because if you do suffer it normally, a claim will take around 12 months. In total for you to expect, you know, like a refund or anything like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you are suffering from a terminal illness and you do try to turn it round a bit quicker, you should expect the payment within,
really,
like...
Yeah, I've got really bad anxiety and things like that. It's all recorded.
Yeah.
I take medication for it as well. I get really strong medication. It's like 120 milligram tablets.
Yeah. So I just need to confirm, would you give permission... for your health status to be using the advance payment scheme, so just
yes.
So we can, like, speed
no
up.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
And it says, sorry, does the applicant want to provide... Sorry, I've not actually had to deal with this before, to be completely honest. Says that you may need to provide a copy of a DS1500 or a DASRIS. I'm not too sure what one of them is, to be honest.
I have no idea what that is. I've never heard of that one.
No worries. And would you agree for the scheme contacting a healthcare professional just to confirm your diagnosis as well?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. We would just need information of the medical professional. Would you have like a NHS number or anything like that to hand at the moment?
My doctor is in Townhead Medical Practice, so it's...
Townhead Medical Practice.
Yep. And
what area is that?
It's in... Denison, Denison, Alexander Parade.
My apologies as well, I'll be completely honest. Every single time I spoke to somebody, I've always just had to click the no option for that, so it's a little bit of new territory for me at this point as well, to be completely honest. And what's your doctor's name, sorry?
It's Dr. Zhang.
Dr. Zhang.
Yeah.
Is that Zhang?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
The practice has like 5 doctors, so you don't have a specific doctor. You see one of the 5, so but that's one of the 5 that I do actually speak to a lot.
Oh, perfect. No, that's fine then. But I said, I'm sorry to hear about that as well. Hopefully, you know, everything is okay. But like I said, it's just obviously with the payment, if that's the case, rather than it taking around 12 months, they will, like I said, it'll be on a faster scheme, so it should be around 3 months or so.
Yeah.
Just one moment.
Yeah, I've got really bad anxiety, so I do, and it's, I get worked up really bad. I get worked up before, but see, after the stroke, it's like ridiculous. It just takes me off. I never slept the full weekend there because I've been offered a new house to move. And when I went to see the new house is there, so I can't get in and out it because of my legs. So I thought it was the only offer I was got, so I hadn't slept most of the full weekend. And I had an argument with the house and offer on Monday about it.
Oh, God. Having the best weekend for you, to be fair.
So I just thought I'd get this here and done me, just because I know I've been phoned and I keep ignoring it, as my brother says.
No, that's it.
Just get it done.
So yeah, to be honest, I just thought, because we're kind of, it's been that long, we kind of forgot about a lot of people, to be honest, so I thought I'd ring a few people from a while back and see if any of them do pick up the phone as well, to be fair. Just as well, Neil, obviously, hopefully not, and, you know, touch wood, but if anything was to happen to yourself during the point of this claim, we do just need to add, like, a beneficiary, somebody who you'd want to receive the money, if anything wasn't to happen to yourself. Who would you like me to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
That would be my brother, Donald Thomas.
Donald Thomas, yeah. And would you have a contact number for him, or...?
Yes, I do. His number is 07719.
Yeah.
500-450.
Perfect. So in regards to details and things like that, that is pretty much everything that we need. Just so you're aware as well, when we make a claim, it's not like we're just clutching at straws and, you know, just hoping that you're going to get some money back. Providing that you have experienced some form of abuse, which obviously you have just told me there, you know, from the sounds of things, you have definitely experienced.
I did tell my mum, I did speak to my mum about it, but my mum's actually dead, so she has, my mum died when her 60th birthday, so she did, so...
Obviously the scale of everything that's happened as well, it's not like, you know, you would have needed to come forward when you was a child or anything like that. Obviously they know, kind of, they do know themselves how these children were treated and the time in care, so it is just kind of, they're not going to say that you was, you know, like, they don't believe you or anything like that, they will take your word for it.
I've kept it back all this time, so I have, and I have no reason to lie about it. It's just...
Yeah, no, exactly. I just wanted to make you aware of that, just because you said, obviously, you'd only ever told your mother, but it's not like you really needed to have told somebody, you know? That's perfectly fine. So, yeah, the only last thing that we do, obviously, in order to make this claim is we do just need from yourself a proof of ID, so like a picture of, like, a driver's licence or a passport or something like that, and also just a proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months. Would you have them to hand at the moment?
I've got birth lines. I don't have any photo ID because I don't leave the house, as I say to you. I've not been in the house in so many years.
Do you have, like, a bus pass or anything like that?
No, I don't have anything. Do you know, me and my brother were doing housing applications the other day. So we're looking for the ID as well, and I don't have any. All I have is my birth lines. So I just...
No, that's fine. Not a problem. What we can use, Neil, is we can use... 3 different proof of addresses. So if you've got 3 different letters that are dated in the last 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got a council tax bill, so I have to my address, and I've got what else have I got? I've got bank letters.
Like a utility bill. Yeah, exactly. And like a bank.
I've got Scottish power bills as well. I've got loads of bank bills too, bank statement, bank bills, letters from the power company too. My gas and electric.
That's perfect, Neil. Yeah, so usually we would need a picture of an ID, but obviously if we've got 3 different letters from yourself, it's quite obvious that, you know, you are the person who we're speaking to. So we do just need them all to be dated within the last 3 months.
That's fine.
If you can do me a favour, if you can just take some pictures of them for me and send them over on WhatsApp. Whilst you're sending them over, I'm just going to get a form sent out to your text as well. Right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting a
letter. Yeah. I'll just put you in a brief hold whilst I'm getting that form over now. Thank you. Thank you. I think I've just got them through now, just to double check, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be checking them, see if that's all right.
Yeah, perfect, yeah, so I've got your birth certificate there. Yeah, council tax one's perfect. They give you a year on council tax anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure that was one that just came through the other day. I've got one here that's fair. It's a debt company, it's B&W legal. I don't want to take a picture of that, but it is debt.
I think the Scottish Power one's from 2022.
Oh, fuck. I've got a big pile of them in this. You'll see my drawer. I've got a full drawer of the aluminum saw.
And then I'm just going to reply to this one. Just.
Yeah, pretty well. What's that? I've just seen a letter in the sky. My dog just fucking literally just ate one from the back of the letterbox. Remember that letter
for you? Oh, God. Yeah, that would have been a brand new one as well, wouldn't it?
It was a brand new one, but in fact, it was Scottish Power as well. That's exactly who it was. Wait, I'm going to see these. I put it in the bin. I need to pick it up for him, but it was in the envelope, so I'm imagining it. What the fuck is it? What are you doing? He's echoed a call. I've got a peel in this one too. I think my check in.
I think, to be fair, you just... That other one that you sent me that I just replied to, if you could just take a picture of that again, that should be fine, because we can use your birth certificate and then two proof of addresses alongside it, I think.
Yeah, there you go. What one was that? You want me to take the picture again? I've got a council tax one.
Just, yeah, I think it's the other one. I couldn't see the full page.
Let's try that one.
Is it from the hospital or something?
Yeah, I've got one through the hospital there. I might put a lot of letters there, and the ones that I kept were kind of recent ones, and then the other ones I let go. What's that? What do you say on that one? 21. Discharge letter, where did it turn in? Discharge day. I've got, what about this? That's a discharge letter from the hospital to this address.
Yeah, no worries. Is there a date on it? 26th of April. Oh no, that's your birthday.
February. That one will be for February. It will be for the date for February.
Yeah, it says 2025, well, so that'd be too old, I think.
That's when I get released to the hospital, that's what it is.
Have you got any other letters that are dated in the last 3 months?
That's what I'm waiting for right now, so
Yeah, no worries.
I did rip a lot of them, throw a lot of them. It's fucking old as well. 26th of February 2025. That's from Social Security, is that one any good?
Yeah. No, so we need 2026. It needs to be in the last 3 months.
What else have I got? Here, we'll go and sit down. Hold up. Jesus. I do have loads, it's just the pile of them is unbelievable.
It's just finding one in the pile, isn't it?
It's finding one in the pile with a date on it. It's
kind
of nerd because I think most of them...
No, sorry about this. It's better just to get it done now, though, so we don't have to chase you up and try and get them again later down the line. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Our date's January, isn't it? Yeah. So all that is left now, Neil, to be fair, obviously, for us to start this claim, I have just sent a form to your text messages that will give us the authority to contact, the local authorities and get all of, your records and stuff to make this claim. It also does just mention about our fees as well. So, just obviously so you are aware, Neil, we do work on a strict no-win-no-fee basis. So, we will never charge you in any, unsuccessful case. You won't ever be charged. In a successful case, it is just a flat rate fee. Sorry, I think you're calling me on WhatsApp, Neil, for the moment.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. So, so it is just a flat rate fee. It's 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm happy with that.
Perfect. Yeah, so if you can just open up your text messages for me, you will receive
I went and signed a document to tell you where my finger signed it, and then executed documents is what I said after that.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, so that's already came back for me as well then, so thanks for getting that done already. So I do just need to make you aware as well, Neil. We just do like have to make a customer aware in every call that there are three ways that you can make a claim for the redress. You can do it yourself without a solicitor if you wanted. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fees where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement like we've just agreed.
Yeah,
No, brilliant. No worries, Neil. So other than that, the only other thing is you will receive a call in the next few days from the solicitor's team just to let you know that the case has been accepted. Obviously, once you've got that call, like I said, it usually takes around 12 months or so for a case. I will double check with them, obviously, just because you did mention, obviously, what's happened, because it might be able to go on that advanced scheme where it can take 3 months, but they will make you aware at the time anyway. But other than that, like I said, they will give you a ring in the next few days to let you know the case has been accepted, and they'll just kind of work behind the scenes in the background getting that case processed for you from there, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Brilliant, no worries. Well, other than that, Neil, obviously, thank you for taking the time of discussing this with me today. I can appreciate it can be, you know, a little bit of a difficult conversation as well, so thank you for obviously, you know, discussing that with me. And other than that, like, you obviously have a lovely day today, and thanks for your time.
No problem, thank you.
Cheers, you have a nice day, bye.
Bye.